Who's playing Annie?
We have two Annies. One, Amanda Cristanti, and she's in the 2 o'clock show.
Or local people?
Yes.
Local kids?
Yes, mm-hmm. They're all local. And the second for the 6 o'clock show is Katie Berger. She's from Carson.
Sing. Just beautiful.
They're amazing.
Aren't kids amazing?
They are amazing.
I mean, kids that want to perform are unbelievable.
These kids
and dedicated.
Need to perform.
Their parents need an outlet. Right?
I've heard them sing maybe 100 times in the last few weeks, and every time they sing it.
Just amazing, huh?
They're just incredible.
What do you sing in the show?
I sing Little Girls.
Would you give us a little preview?
No.
Come on, you're an actress, Karen.
That really puts her on the spot.
I like putting him on the spot.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's hum. Let's get her to it. Okay. It's your actors. Come on. Sing it. Let's all sing it with her.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Little girls, everywhere I turn. I can see them. That's it. If you want any more than that, they have to come see the show. That's all I'm doing.
I thought you were going to say I could smell them. Some people smell children. Okay, so two performances, Grand Sierra tomorrow night. Where can they get tickets?
They can get tickets at the Grand Sierra box office at Will Call or online or by calling them. And then we also have 4 family 4-packs if you'd like to give any away.
4 family 4-packs. To Annie.
You said that pretty good. I mean, I'm surprised.
I know. Are you surprised? 4 family 4-packs for Annie. 823-1920. Just names is all you need?
Yep. Just names.
Wow. Bring the kids. I mean, this is a kid's dream. I mean, almost every actress that's a little girl wants to see Annie, don't they? Isn't that the truth?
And they're singing along in the audience, too. It's so cute.
The Tomorrow thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And Hard Knock Life. Hard Knock Life is Broadway quality right now. Those kids are... I cry at the end of every time.
Well, you have to, you know, because it is true, though. They're coming up through the ranks, and it's not easy right now, is it?
No.
But people always go to plays and events and entertainment, even when times are rough, don't they?
Yep, you have to support the arts.
Okay, so 4 family 4-packs. Give us a call, 823-1920. Sean is standing by to take your name, 823-1920. Family 4-pack to see Annie. I said it again. Tomorrow, 6
now.
O'clock show. So tell me what other performances you have coming up next year since we're talking about it.
We are talking about possibly Into the Woods, which is a smaller show. It's mainly adults. There's only 2 kids.
Has this been hard for you, Lily?
What?
This big performance, so now you can do something smaller.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It is a big one.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it is. You mean you're paying?
Yes.
Shut up.
A lot of money. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We use professional musicians. They're, you know, also expensive.
Local musicians?
Yes.
We local probably know
union
some of those.
Musicians.
Union. Oh yeah, Grand Sierra. Sorry. You have to, don't you?
Well, I'm actually also a board member for the American Federation of Musicians. Yay, union.
So, of course, you're going to do yay, union.
But, I mean, it's a certain quality that I can trust. And they have been doing the shows since we started. John Shipley is our musical director.
Oh, John. Love John.
Love John. We also have Paul January, Jim McKenna.
Oh, January and what was the name of the group? It was somebody in January. Okay, never mind. Yeah.
She's really young.
And we all know Joe. We all know Joe McKenna. Boy, they get a lot of work. They get a lot of work around here.
They do. And
because
they
they're awesome.
Use more. So if you want to hire John or any of
I think I saw him at the Sammy Davis thing. What else?
Yes.
I saw him, you know. They just do fantastic. And
they're
the music
really
in that
do.
Is. Yep. Okay, so tomorrow, I'll just give those tickets away and I'll get a hold of you. We've got 4 family 4-packs, 823-1920, if you'd like to take your family to a very festive, wonderful play. Thank you, Tahoe Players, for coming in
and
joining us. We love it. Annie. Ooh, yeah, tomorrow, 2 shows tomorrow. It's only a day away. We'll be right back with Broadview. Don't go away.
The Buzz.
Oh, Santa's bag has never been so full.
You're our Santa Central winner.
The Buzz has more than $20,000 of prizes to give away.
You just won another iPad 2 in Santa Central.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Just log on to our website and register to win at kbzz.com. Each day another prize will appear. Flat screen TVs, spa packages, designer purses, iPads, Xboxes, and more. Just enter to win. And you may be one of the many listeners to win big.
You got a $500 gift certificate to the Meadowood Mall.
Oh my gosh, it's my son's first year of Christmas too, so I get to spoil it.
Log on and join our listener e-club, and you'll be registered to win one of the more than $20,000 in gifts to be given away.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much! Thank you!
For more details, log on to KBZZ.com.
I love the other guy's sales ads. Two at this price, three at this price, one at this price. What? I'm letting new Ram Express Hemis loose for just $28,000 even. And I've got 100 at that price.
You heard right. Don Weir's got 100. All new redesigned 2012 Ram 1500 Express Hemis. Loaded for just $28,000 even.
Hey, 100? Gotta be a typo.
There's no typos in radio. But you're right. I lied. The actual figure is over 100.
What?
No wonder Don can sell them for $28,000 even. That's almost $9,000 less than normal dealer retail. That makes it the best truck deal in Northern Nevada ever. And remember, these are fully equipped Ram Hemi V8 Quad Cab 4x4s, complete with dual exhaust, fog lights, even 20-inch chrome wheels.
I got 100 of them, but at this price, they'll be gone in days. Why do you think they call it Ram Express? Nobody, but nobody, beats a Reno Dodge deal.
All financing OAC, taxes, stock fees not included. Prices after all rebates and factory incentives. Sample stock number 212145. Total savings up. Dealer asking price include $3,250 rebate. Vehicle subject to prior sale.
Cartledge & Company is the longest-running privately-owned CPA firm in Northern Nevada. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They take pride in their commitment to help the local community and their clients with their specific needs. They specialize in professional tax services, IRS problem resolution, accounting, bookkeeping, financial, retirement, and all your investment services. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back to Broadview. We were just talking to the Tahoe Players who are performing two shows tomorrow at the Grand Sierra Resort of Annie. Love that play. Very talented people in it. 2 o'clock show and a 6 o'clock show. And we still have some tickets left. They left four packs. So if you'd like to go or you know a family that would love to go, give us a call at 823-1920. I'm sure you must know someone who has children that would love to go see the performance of Annie. Woohoo! 823-1920. We still have a couple of those family four packs left. Right here they are. Wow, wasn't that fun, JP? He likes all politics. So when he smiles for the Tahoe Players, I know he means it. Great. Okay. Family four packs. We've still got some left for tomorrow's performance. Speaking of it, and I hate to make this transition, but I have to do this.
Okay. What are you going to do now?
Another accusation of child sexual abuse. Oh, did you see that? Sandusky? Another one popping. I mean, it is a syndrome. Sandusky syndrome, I'm calling it now. The ex-AAU president, the basketball president, now has been accused. Kids coming forward said that two former basketball players have accused ex-amateur athletic union president Robert Bobby Dodd, he's called, Bobby Dodd, of molesting them as children, and more and more and more and more coming out. What is going on? Is this because of Brokeback Mountain?
I don't know what that has to do with it.
This is unbelievable. Now all of these, you know, we used to never hear of any cases. It was always little girls. There wasn't a whole lot of little boys. And I think a lot of that had to do with boys not wanting to say anything, too embarrassed.
Right.
And also growing up wondering if maybe they're gay just because it happened to them. I mean, all kinds of illness.
It does seem
illness.
That these kind of men gravitate towards positions where they can find little boys.
Little boys that don't have fathers.
It kind of puts perspective on the Boy Scouts position that they don't want certain people as Scoutmasters. And that's a...
Well, there's an organization we probably should dwell into.
Yeah. Well, things have really changed in my lifetime. My daughters were little. I coached them in sports by myself. Then later in life, and I was with another woman who had two boys, and I went to coach them, and the rules had changed. You could no longer coach kids by yourself. You always have to have a co-coach.
Well, yeah, that's like you can't go to the doctor without a nurse in there anymore. There's got to be a nurse in the room. You can't, a doctor can't, you know, do his thing.
The last time I was at the doctor and the nurse. Medical student and a student working with were both female.
They're all in there now. We're looking.
They didn't bring any man in to protect me.
Anyway, that's just crazy stuff. And I hate to do that. I hate to talk about that. But also another thing. Remember the woman who was accused of pepper spraying to get her video games at the Black Friday at the Walmart?
Well, you got some more news on her.
Well, they were thinking that they were charging her with felony.
Okay.
With felonies. But they've dropped it. They are not going to charge her with any felony charges. They reviewed the evidence. They made the determination that did not rise to the level of felony filing. They have referred the case to the city attorney's office for consideration of misdemeanor charges.
Okay.
The incident was at Walmart in the neighborhood of Porter Ranch, which of course made national headlines. That's why we know about it. Elizabeth Macias, 32 years old, accused of dousing fellow shoppers with the irritant as people were grabbing for Xbox video games.
So she was just trying to get an Xbox? And
yes. She
the
wanted
the reason there was nobody attacking her.
Yep. It was marked down.
What a creep.
From a typical $60 to $20. And she wanted them. And firefighters had to treat 10 people for exposure to the pepper spray.
It's pretty painful.
But the charges have been dropped against her. Hmm. Not felony anyway. They're thinking of some misdemeanor charges, but I wonder.
I admit, it doesn't sound like a felony.
Well, everybody says they were okay.
I hope she has some kind of punishment.
Everyone's saying, well, there should be a fine.
Right.
And, a fine. And punishment
couple,
always.
You can put somebody in jail for the misdemeanor, so she could spend a couple days. In
She has children. She's 32 years old. Young children. That's why she wanted the Xbox.
Well, just
for
because
her kids.
You have children, that doesn't make give you
doesn't
a license
make
to go
it all
spraying
right. No,
people
I
with
know
pepper
it.
Spray.
I know it. I know it. But she has no money, but they hit her where it hurts.
How about this? We spray her with pepper spray.
No. Gosh.
Nope. 2 days in jail, or we spray
well,
you with pepper
say,
spray.
Well, they do say, yeah, eye for an eye.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, gosh. That would be crazy. Well, so, here's another one. Authorities allege a woman was so determined to convince her husband of a need to move to a safer neighborhood that she faked being raped.
Oh, I read about that, yeah.
She split her own lip.
She's a prison psychologist.
With a pin. Scraped her knuckles with sandpaper. Had her friend punch her in the face. Now, that's the first move. You don't bring anybody into one of these things. You don't have friends or you're going to get caught.
It's hard to punch yourself, though.
She wet her own pants. She'd been dying to do that, probably. And just to give the appearance that she'd been knocked unconscious.
You wet your pants when you're unconscious?
Yes, she does. Charges filed by the Sacramento County District Attorney says that Lori Ann Martinez, a prison psychologist, conspired with a friend to create the appearance that she was beaten, robbed, and raped by a stranger in April in her Sacramento home. Police detectives and crime scene investigators spent hundreds of hours. It's going to cost her big. One of Martinez's prison co-workers came forward to say Martinez had been talking at work about faking a crime at her home to persuade her husband to move.
Oh, my gosh. So not only
is
did
that
she
the
bring
biggest
someone
dumb
else
thing.
In, she bragged about it.
She bragged, yeah. I mean, and she knows that that's what prisoners do. I mean, and she's a psychologist.
Well, come on.
Well, what do you think? Is her husband going to divorce her, do you think? Should he divorce her?
He is. That's the end of the story, I think.
He's getting a divorce. He says, go ahead and move out of Sacramento if you want, because I'm divorcing your butt.
She did this to convince him that they needed to move.
Yeah, because
and
she didn't
said,
like
okay,
the
okay, I'm moving.
Didn't like the neighborhood.
I'm moving away from you.
Boy, what people do is just hard for me to believe.
Women,
sometimes.
Let's stay. Let's get.
No. Don't even put it on women.
What have we been talking about?
Well,
here?
A man's not going to fake
being
raped.
First, we had the
woman
who pepper sprayed someone for a video game.
Well, I just did this because I'm a girl, but hey, doesn't mean anything. I mean, we could get into the nasty things men do if you'd rather.
No, let's
not. All right then.
Let's not.
All right then.
I think my point is made.
Your point is made. Here's something that I want to make a point of. I mean, this is going around. I know my mother sent this to me. Do you drink Diet Cokes? Do you drink diet sodas?
Nope, I don't.
Sweet poison, they're calling it. Sweet poison might be right in your fridge. If you're wondering why you have so many physical problems lately, you may be a victim of sweet poison that you've been ingesting for years. This could save your life.
You're talking about NutraSweet?
This fella's wife has been a diet cokeaholic for years and suffered many ailments noted below. Doctors have been unable to find the cause. Okay? In October 2001, she started getting sick. She had stomach spasms. and she was having a hard time getting around, walking with a major, it was a challenge for her. Took everything she had just to get out of bed. She was in so much pain, his wife. By March of 2002, now that was in October, 2002, she had undergone several tissue and muscle biopsies. She was on 24 different prescriptions. They couldn't find out what was wrong with her. The doctors couldn't determine what was wrong with her, and she was in so much pain, so sick, she thought she was dying. She put her house in order, her bank account, life insurance, etc. She put it all in her oldest daughter's name, made sure that her younger children were taken care of. She also wanted her last hurrah, so she planned a trip to Florida. Basically, she was in a wheelchair by this time, by March of 2002. She was in a wheelchair. On March 19th, he called her to ask how her most recent test went, and she said they didn't find anything, but they believe she had MS.
Yeah.
Said she had MS.
Like the diagnosis you go to when nothing else fits.
Said she was going to she was going back to her doctor with an article that she'd read about another woman who called within 32 hours after hearing about this and told her that she if she stopped drinking diet soda, she probably could walk again. She did. She stopped drinking diet soda and her muscle spasms went away. She didn't feel 100%, but she felt a lot better. If it says sugar-free on the label, don't even think about it. They're saying it's aspartame. Have you heard about this? Scott, do you drink Diet Cokes of any kind? And it's in other products, too.
Yeah,
it's in other products.
Coke,
no,
yeah.
But it's in... But so many people... the reason I'm singling this out is because so many people drink Diet Cokes.
Right.
And Diet Pepsi, Diet Everything, Diet, Diet, Diet. And they've had case after case after case. They cannot figure out... what's wrong with people, and then they find out that they're drinking diet sodas. And it gives the same...
It's a poison.
It's a poison.
I feel that way myself, but I have no proof about it. I just think it...
You feel what way? Like you have MS?
No, that these artificial sweeteners are much worse for you than the actual sugar.
If it says aspartame, A-S-P-A-R-T-A-M-E, on the food label, whatever it is, don't. This Dr. Roberts started his lectures and... he goes around the world talking about aspartame, especially dangerous for diabetics, even though a lot of diabetics drink
right.
Diet Cokes and diet
well, how many
foods.
Times do we have to learn this lesson? Before aspartame, it was cyclamates. Remember, they said it was okay, and boom, all of a sudden it was a carcinogen.
Well, I think that's our clue. We're done.
I guess so. There's playing some kind of music.
I guess we're out of here,
Unless
Sean.
Unless they want us to sing.
Oh, here we go. Thank you very much for joining us today on Broadview. We will be back next week with more. Who do we have next week?
Me.
Oh, I know. We're going to talk about UFOs. We got a fella coming in on UFO sightings. So don't be sure to join us. Thank you, JP, for joining me today, my co-host. Check him out, jpattitude.com, for his blog column every week.
Not a blog.
You've been listening to Broadview, a weekly two-hour program designed to connect with Northern Nevadans on issues and hot topics of the times. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for another edition of Broadview with Jay Davis on 1270 The Buzz. KBZZ Sparks Reno, a service of Americom Broadcasting.